For quite a time, Zachariah didn't speak. And the longer he remained silent, the more certain I was that I'd uttered the truth. "Charlotte," he said at last, "if you believed all that, why did you not say so before?" "Because you're the only one. You told me so yourself, and I believe you. The only one who can get off the Seahawk when we reach Providence and go to the authorities about Captain Jaggery."
"And that's why you said nothing?"
"Yes."
"It does you honor," he said very quietly.
"I don't care about honor," I declared. "I'd much rather live. But the least you could do is be honest with me." He hesitated, then said,
"Charlotte, you do not have it correct."
"Well, I don't suppose I know everything."
"Charlotte," he said with the utmost solemnity, "I did not kill Mr. Hollybrass."
I eyed him suspiciously.
"Charlotte," he continued, "we shall either live by believing one another, or by not believing, die."
"I want to believe you," I told him. "I do." I sank back down on the stool. For a long while, neither of us spoke. There seemed nothing to say. Then, in despair, I said, "Zachariah, sometimes I think Jaggery has worked all this out, so you and I should blame one another. But you said he doesn't know you're alive." He started.
"Repeat what you said."
"What?"
"The last thing."
"About his not knowing you're alive?"
"Yes."
He moved from the brig then and sat down. His mood completely changed. After a while, he murmured,
"Charlotte."
"What?"
"When I was on the deck during the storm, Jaggery saw me."
His words sank in slowly. "Zachariah, are you telling me that the captain knows you're alive and has done nothing?"
"Yes."
"When did he see you?" I demanded.
"As I say, during the storm. I was on deck, trying to reach the mainmast."
"Before or after you helped me?" He thought a moment.
"Before. Yes, I was bent into the wind, doubled over, when I heard voices arguing. I couldn't make them out at first. Then I saw Captain Jaggery and Mr. Hollybrass. It was they who were arguing, furiously. I heard Mr. Hollybrass accuse the captain of deliberately taking the Seahawk into the storm. Jaggery was enraged. I thought he was about to strike the man. Then the first mate took himself off, while the captain turned toward me. At first he didn't recognize me, only swore, as I did. But then..."
"What did he do?"
"Nothing. Just stared in a wild sort of way. Mind, the storm was growing worse. But before he could do or say anything, I headed for the foremast, where I chanced to be where you needed me."
"Didn't you wonder when, after the storm, he did nothing?"
"Charlotte, you yourself told me that when I helped you on the mast, you thought me a ghost, an angel, perhaps. Think of Jaggery. If ever a man had guilty deeds locked in his thoughts, deeds enough to raise the dead from seven seas, he would be the one. When, after the storm, he did nothing, I decided that was exactly what he thought, that I was an apparition. His leaving me here was proof enough. How else to explain it? And therefore I was safe.